Blog Talk Radio.
Well, during my near-death experience, I was kind of overlooked by a particular angel, and I can't tell you the angel's name. The angel was like having a feeling like you knew a loved one all your life, and the loved one walks into a room that you have your back to the door where the person enters, but you can feel them. That's sort of like the name of this angel, but usually want to reference, you know, this angel in stories to keep, you know, try to kind of keep the person without having to explain that
right.
last 30 seconds to. I've always called him Bob. I don't know if it's a, well, I do know, but I'll just say it's Bob. Bob took me throughout, I don't know how much. It was a rather a long list of people, entities, God in particular, and the devil. And I met the devil in this near-death experience. And sort of connected with the devil. And you would think that the devil would be just this unimaginable evil presence. And I got to that part where I did say, oh, my God, this thing was just raring to tear me apart. But to flesh it out, you would think that this person was the, you know, the friendliest thing coming or going. You would, you know, sit down. If I still drank, I would sit down and drink a beer and had a conversation with this person or this entity. But it was likened to, I hate to use this term, but it was likened to a used car salesman.
Right. Sneaky and untruthful.
Sneaky. Uncouth. Would tell you and help you, you know, to grant you certain things. You know, it could be good, could be bad, but along the lines, you know, it was after you, your soul.
So bottom line, when you met the devil, how did what?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you feel the evilness that was around him? Or was it so...
The way I connected with entities in the NDEs, it was interesting that they could share just about every experience they had with you all at once, and you, it was like you had lived their entire life,
right?
Or lived everything that they did from their point of view. And it was... with this particular thing, I could feel it hit a lot. I mean, it was like, well, here, you know, here's a little bit of, about me kind of stuff. Sort of like looking at something through maybe a video or something, but it was more ingrained than that, more in depth beyond imagine. But there was a lot this thing didn't share. And I said, I actually asked him, I said, why are you hiding stuff? And he said, you'll find out. I was like, okay.
Oh, boy.
So this, yeah, but the weird thing is during this whole near-death experience, even when it started, you know, it started out in blackness,
right,
and ended pretty much the same way, I never feared anything. That's the weird thing. I could always feel God during the whole experience.
Okay.
Even when I was in hell, I could still feel God.
God around you. So you knew the energy was different with God, and the devil certainly had deceiving energy. I mean, but you were scared of this, right?
Was scared. I knew not to go poke it with a stick, if that's what you're
saying. Yeah, don't tempt.
don't tempt it. It's like when people ask me, why don't you fear demons and stuff like that? I was like, well, you know, I know they exist. I don't fear it because my connection to God is so, you know, it's steadfast. You can't separate me from God. Now, I could, if I wanted to, but I have no intentions of doing that.
No,
so
no.
As long as I've got my connections with God, I'm solid. I don't fear anything at all.
It's
but I don't go out in the middle of the woods and poke a bear in the butt either.
Well, I got to tell you, I have a real strong connection with God. And when he showed me hell, it scared the heck out of me more than anything in the whole world. I've seen people put gasoline over their bodies and then burnt themselves from being possessed. I've seen people stab one another in alleys. It gave me a creepy feeling. But I knew, Sean, that I had God to protect me. I knew that. But still, the feeling of hell and what God showed me through this experience that I had and what led me into the experience is a whole different story. But what he showed me was the highest degree of pain, the highest degree of being alone, both as far as pain, the most highest degree mentally and physically. Mm-hmm. I mean, it kept me awake in a sleeping lab, and you know about those. You ran six of those, but it kept me awake for like about 3 days. And then I slowly got my sleep back. It took about a month to get normal sleep again after I saw a vision of what hell was like.
So what spurred you into having this vision of hell?
Well, to begin with, when I was young, you did something stupid. In my case, I was angry at myself, and I was trying to kill myself, bottom line. And I go into the house, if you want me to.
Sure.
Okay. Bottom line was I tried to commit suicide by playing Russian roulette with the 357 Magnum. And by doing so, I did this on and off about 3 or 4 times. And then this was in about a month's time or so. God showed me what the other life was like if I kept going with my anger in that direction. Not telling me I was going to go to hell, but just showing me what the two worlds were like.
Mm. So did you feel God during this whole experience? I think you referenced that, did you?
Yes, very much so. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I felt him by me where I could feel his warmth, his comforting, but I wasn't going to accept it. It was too strong, though. So no matter if I did accept it or did not accept it, he was still there.
Okay. All right.
And I wanted to ignore that at the time.
So what have you done to utilize this? I'm assuming God's giving you this vision. What have you done since then with that vision to help folks out with that particular vision by telling a story?
Yeah, not only tell the story, but to tell people that when you go through this much anger to begin with, it's not good for yourself, it's not good for your loved ones, and bottom line is, I use that word a lot, but bottom line is how we got to show love to everybody and everything, even our enemies that we have. We want to show them love, and it's not easy, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what was your experience like when you were in the midst of him, of the devil? I mean, what occurred?
With God or the devil?
Devil, right?
God,
now.
It was. Yeah. Well, I was always with God.
Yes, same here. Same here.
God is, with the experience with God, it allowed me to see, feel, experience, to quantitate everybody, everything, everyone, and see the connection from a rock on a beach out in the middle or out in the ocean somewhere, to my next door neighbor, Tom, that's right behind me, and to you, to everybody. I could see, feel that whole connection, and which is God.
Right.
And feel the reason why we exist, why we're here. Now, there's I kind of put it into a little thing that people are wired differently. They're here to do certain things. They're here to learn this experience or that experience, or sort of like grow up.
Mm-hmm.
And live life as God has intended us to live. Now, I know a lot of people say, well, if we're doing that, what's this thing about free will? Well, free will is the love God has for us.
Correct.
To allow us to do what we want to do to live life as He's given it to us. That's His gift, free will and life.
Yes, that's why we're able
and
to do.
I've learned.
That's why we're
able to do all these fantastic things and mm-hmm. good deeds, but also bad deeds.
Exactly.
And yeah, I asked God about all that. I said, why can't you help everybody all at once? He told me, the gift I gave you was free will. So, and he showed me instantly, he said, if I didn't give you free will, everything would be great. You know, you wouldn't have the experience of elation and sadness and love and fear and joy and the whole gambit of the emotional crosswalks that everybody enjoys. And if you didn't have that free will, unfortunately, it's, you know, a lot of people experience the bad end, and a lot of people experience the good end, a lot of experience, you know, a mixture of them both.
Yep.
But I see, you know, God just said, it is as I saw fit. But, you know, a lot of people do experience a lot of bad stuff. And unfortunately, that's true, but the gift is there that he gave us all. He still loves us, even to the point where you ask me, I'm going around a really large
I know
tree
it is.
To get through.
But
answer.
We have five more minutes or so, you know.
Well, anyway, God gifted me the ability to feel love for everything and everyone. No matter if they agree with me or I agree, or if I don't agree with them,
right.
I still love them in a certain light that never changes.
Unconditionally,
yeah, unconditional love. Yeah,
yes.
So, is that how you came to understand God's love?
Oh, I knew this when I was little. I was little, I had the ability, and a lot of people do, but we all do. God always talked to me when I was going through a lot of pain between maybe 4 years old to about 12 years old. And yes, the way that I show the love, or try to, is through God's light, through His love, through His eyes. And it's not easy. You got to go with the flow of things.
Okay.
That makes sense.
I agree with you. You got to go with the flow of things. God puts things in your path.
Yes.
From my perspective, a lot of stuff. Even you, God puts you in my path, and vice versa. And it's odd that I can sit there and say, well, I didn't really plan coming into doing a radio program of any shape, form, or fashion, but God's put me here to do it. And gave me the skills and the voice and the wherewithal to actually talk about this stuff.
Well, I hope our listeners tonight enjoyed our show. Sometimes it's serious. Sometimes we try to eject comedy within it. We never know where we're going to be taken, right?
Yeah, well, God's told me that he's got a sense of humor, or he has shown me he has a sense of humor. That's
yes.
A sense of humor enough.
Of course. I mean, look at us.
Yeah.
He created us, and yeah, just trying to. It's been a long night for us because we've been trying to do so many shows in one little time here, but we're getting it done. And now I'm going to, what am I going to do, Sean? You know what I'm going to do.
you're trying to sign off.
Yes, that's the word. That's the word. We're going to sign off, then we're going to put this broadcast on for everybody else to hear it.
But we're not going to really sign off. We have somebody live on the air here at 504. Let's see how we can help them out. Hello.
Hi.
You reach. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. Are you doing readings tonight?
Yes, we are. Can I give you one?
Absolutely. That would be awesome.
Okay, let's see what I can pick up for you. Or do you want to, do you have a certain question you'd like to ask, or you just want me to do a cold one?
Do a cold one, see what comes up, because that's always revealing, you know, what is important to spirit.
Okay, I'll come out of the refrigerator and I'll get dried off here. So, okay, let's do a cold one. I could tell that you're very empathic yourself to begin with. You're very much of a feeling person, and sometimes it could drive you nuts. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And you're very much, when you pray and when you think for people and you pray, it's a private thing for you, but you're things come about every time you pray. Is that correct?
Not always the way I want.
Not always the way you want, but they do come about, I mean.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so. No, okay, so that's what I could tell from you right now is that you're a very kind person, but you're very assertive at the same time. You get done with what you want to get done with. You communicate well with people. You're a go-getter. You're not afraid to speak your mind, which is obvious. You don't need a psychic meeting to say that. I'm just confirming about your personality.
Mm-hmm.
And money-wise right now, of course, it could be better. I mean, we all want it better, but it's not bad right now. In fact, I see a little extra income and increase, like 10% coming in. Is that true?
I hope so.
You've been working towards this for a while, though.
Yeah, but nothing's been coming my way, and I'm getting frustrated.
Anxious. It will. I feel something coming in, but timing has been off for you. I don't know if you've been ill for a little while or trying to recharge yourself again.
I am recharging myself a little bit. I had been a little ill, and
okay.
Life's been kicking me in the butt. I don't want that.
Exactly. So what I feel is it's just time for you to rest, my dear. Just time for you to kind of be laid back and write down what you want to accomplish. Write those things down, because
okay.
Now's the time, I feel, for you to write, and you haven't been doing that for a while, but you did that for a long time. Is that correct?
No, I write a lot. A lot. I'm on journal 69.
Get back into that.
Oh, no, I do it every day.
Oh, good.
Every day.
Okay, I just feel that for a while you kind of postponed it, or it's been like
no.
for a couple days, for a couple days.
No, I have to confess my sin to my journal.
Okay. Then something, okay, so that's okay, because I felt like you wrote a lot to begin with, but
I do.
Is there any question you'd like to ask besides me rambling on here all the time?
Okay, well, I did want to know about money and business, but I also like to ask about love.
Okay. Love life right now is still, you haven't put yourself out there too much. Is that correct?
I joined a dating site, but I got on there and I thought, man, that's a waste of money.
Yes. But I mean, you haven't gone out to talk to people is what I'm trying to say.
I haven't got any good hits. I mean, almost.
Okay, okay. If there's any kind of singles dance or anything that you'd like to get involved with that, or meet-up group, writers group, anything, that would be great.
Okay.
Can I ask what part of the... I'm sorry.
There are a few around me, but they just seem to be hit or miss. They're not... nothing's happening.
Right now, it's because I just feel yourself being directed somewhere else, but it will come back again. And I feel you need to get out there. You need to get out there, and it will occur. It's not, it's just you haven't been, the internet stuff, I don't feel it being good for you, per se.
I don't think so either.
No, no. I do feel you being good when you meet people person to person.
Yeah.
So if you could do that, that would be fantastic.
So the person that's sort of in my life, is that ever going to go anywhere?
Let's see that. Hold on for a minute. We are talking about... Let me feel. I feel him kind of quiet, not too talkative. Is that correct?
Not too talkative.
No, more private. If I'm picking up the right person, doesn't really have a sense of humor per se, but he can make you laugh when you need to.
Yeah.
He's not really into comedy per se.
Correct.
Very smart man, though, and he cares about you a lot, but it's just a friendship right now to him. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. I think if you really want him, you guys would need to talk to each other and decide if you want to move. I think that's why you can't meet anybody right now. It's kind of like at a standstill.
Yep.
So you got to decide if you really want to be with this man, where in the sense it may take him a while to connect with you, but he's always been true to you. Is that correct?
I think so. I'm not sure.
I know you don't feel, but I mean, for your feelings, what I pick up from him, he's been honest with you is what I'm trying to say. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's what I mean. Okay. So that's a good start. That's a real good start. But if you guys are going to go out, just tell him what you want to do and be honest with him. I think you're just kind of held back right now because you don't know what direction he's going to go. But as soon as you know what he's going to do, you guys need to talk. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. Can I ask what state you're calling from?
Louisiana.
Oh, wow. Is it cold up there?
It's probably in the 60s tonight.
60s?
Maybe the 50s.
That's cold.
50s or 60s.
Yeah, that's cold. Well, stay warm. And what's your first name?
Mary Lou.
Mary Lou, would be happy to pray for you, and other people will as well, if you like that.
That would be awesome.
You got that. And just ask God to be with you and to help you out through Jesus Christ. Amen. And just talk to him like you do. And I appreciate you being on here with us.
Thank you
for the time.
No, thank you for the time. That was very kind. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome, Mary Lou. I'm sorry.
I said especially for the prayers. I can definitely use them.
I'll be happy to pray more for you. No problem. Please pray for me, too. So.
I will.
Thank you, my dear. You have a good night.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Well, everybody, you've been listening to The Wacky World of the Spaz But really, I don't know what the name of our show is, but it's called Let's Talk. Tonight's host, Sean Graham, and myself, Richard Spassoff. And I noticed I spelled Sean's name backwards. Anyways, have a wonderful evening, everybody. Merry Christmas. God bless, and talk to you later.